From my side, I'd also like to greet you, brethren. And everyone who is tuned in to this service. And as we heard, it's grace that we may meet like this.
And
as you've heard how various teams are going out, we also recently went down to Harding last Sunday.
That is Hambela Futama Kantala, Tose, Go Swayman, Go Fire, Go Kingsleaf, Guahamba, Guahamba Futi, Sabesa Hambela, Le, Ekotin, Sangena Mabanda, Maningi, Ebanda, Wasisaband.
And then also many of the more local congregations, Fire, Swayman, Kingscliff, and so on. And then also there at Gordon, that's the other side of Tegela Ferry at Pomeroy, where many different congregations met together. Now, if it would go according to my wish and desire, as you heard about the choir and as they sang, I'd want to have been there at escort. And so I would have loved to be there together with them, and those with whom we were together with, they were actually sad. That I'm not with them, but you know, as the Bible says, that the spirits of the prophets, they submit to one another, so it's good that one is prepared to bow. God's will is not something small. And as the choir sang here, we learned what it meant to seek for God's will in the 1960s.
Awu ngaleyo mnyaka ufundisi behambela amagantsha ngamagantsha.
And in those years, Reverend Stegan went from congregation to congregation to preach to them.
And
that which Reverend Stegan wished for, that which was his desire in those years, that is still being fulfilled today as we go and visit the different congregations. And somebody also shared that desire and said, you know, how wonderful it would be that overseas in Europe, that also there'd be special services where different congregations meet together. And now that has come to fruition, as you heard there in that conference in Romania. When you seek God's will, it's not something that you can take lightly. It's not something small. It really wrings you. It exercises you. And it causes you sometimes to sweat as you seek for God's will.
And
your ego, your pride, your own will, all of that comes to an end. All that stiffness, that starch that is in you, that's got to come out in order for you to find God's will.
And
as
umasikholwa njengokusho kombhalo kogobhoza imfula eziswini zethu.
And when that word was read to us from John 7 verse 38, that whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will gush forth from their innermost being.
Ungakabikho siza abantu ngama-60s, lapho ngo-66, simfuna uJehova, simfuna ngayo yonke indlela, siyifuna intando kaNkulunkulu.
And that was in 1966, before Kwasi Zabantu Mission even existed here on this current premises, we sought God's will. It's not something that we can take lightly, to seek God's will. And God dealt with us in those days when we saw in our own lives that these rivers and streams of which the Bible speaks in John verse 7 verse 38, those streams were not there, but there were other streams of sin and of pride and things like that.
UNkulunkulu wasebenza emuhle phakathi kwethu, wathulula umoya engcwele, kwaze kwakhona nalendawo ebizwa ukuthi kwasiza abantu.
But God in his grace worked in our midst and then brought about even this place which we have today, KwaSizaBantu Mission.
Akuyona into encane bazalwane libande likhona nonke ukufuna intando kaNkulunkulu.
Brethren, let me repeat, it's not something small or something that you can take lightly to seek God's will.
Uma kuthiwa shona endaweni ethile noma kufanele uye endaweni ethile, kufanele ufune ukuthi kuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ngiye koshumayela lapho noma cha.
And when it is said that you must go to a certain place to go and preach, you've got to seek God's will. Is this now God's will for me to go there and to go and preach?
Jambo kuthatha kalulo nje ukuthi ngizoyiholidini, ngizohamba ngophumula, ngizohamba ngoshumayela, kodwa ukukwenzeni ukufuna ukuthi ngabe uNkulunkulu yini othi angihambe ngiye endaweni ethile na.
Now, you may take it lightly. Well, I'm just going on a holiday. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But did you ever seek God's will in that matter to find out, is this God's will for you? Because it's good and it's right that when you do something, that you do it together with God. And then maybe you go there to that place, but you've left God behind. You know, one day we were in that old building. It was just a corrugated iron building, and we were together there. God was working. Reverend Stegan said, God is at work in this place, and he invited people to come to us. And then somebody came and said, you know what? God isn't here. Leave this place. God isn't at work here. So we all went out. And but Reverend Stegan kept quiet. He didn't respond because he had seen God at work.
UNkulunkulu ezikhazimlisa wasivezela ukuthi simshiye phakathi endlini.
And God in a mysterious way glorified himself and revealed to us that we left him inside that building.
Ingakho ke nabantwana bakaIsrael mabesho kuJoshua bathi uNkulunkulu mayimose eka kuwe sizohamba nawe.
And that's why the children of Israel even said to Joshua, if the God of Moses is with you, then we'll follow you.
Now we go ask Moses, "What is it to send? You send a non-kulungule kona no mengek."
So you can ask yourself the question: the things that you do you do it with God present, Or is God not with you?
Ngakho ngijulile intando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma usuyitholile kufanele ukuthi uyenze ulalele ukukhuluma kukaNkulunkulu.
So finding God's will is a deep matter. And once you found God's will, you need to do God's will and you need to hold on to it.
Wafika kumina kulezi insuku enhlizweni yami lenkulumo njengale.
Now these days, this word and these thoughts came to me.
Ngathi ubani ongavimba ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu.
And this thought, who can prevent God's working?
Uba ubu ungubani wena ongavimba ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu eqhubeka nokusebenza kwakhe ungubani wena?
And who do you think you are that you can stand in God's way and stop God from working?
Uthi uNkulunkulu nguye onguye.
God says, I am who I am.
Ubani ongakuvimba ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu?
So who can in any way oppose the working of God?
Ngalezo nsuku kwathiwa leli vangeli linjengolwandle.
And in those days it was said, this gospel is like the ocean.
Umuntu ofakule olwandle ethi ukhangethe spuni noma ukhange spuni ethi ufuna ukuqeda ulwandle ngeke aliqede.
And if you think that you will be able to take a spoon and with that empty the ocean, then there's something wrong with you.
Noma ungathatha isipuni, teaspoon uthi uyakha, ufuna ukuqeda ulwandle, ngeke uqede.
Can you imagine somebody taking even a teaspoon and say, I'm going to empty the ocean with this?
Kunjalo kumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu noma abantu bangamelana nawo kangakanani, uma kumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngeke bekwazi ukudiliza.
And so it is then with God's work. Even if people try and go against it as much as they like, but if that work is of God, they won't get it right.
Noma ungazama ngendlela eziningi ulaye mission noma ungekhe mission uthi uzama ukudiliza umsebenzi wenkosi ngeke ukwazi uma ungavimba ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu angekho.
Whether you hear the mission, whether you're not yet at the mission, and you try and stop the work of God through the mission, you won't get it right.
Uma uNkulunkulu mayisethi ngifuna ukusebenza ngabantu bami, njengoba sibona namhlanje ivangeli liyabhebhetheka, liyahamba ivangeli bazalwane.
And as if God has said, I will use these people to spread my gospel, as we see even now, right now at this present time, the gospel being spread.
Uma ngifika kumfundisi ngimxoxela ngithi besile nasendaweni ethile nethile, baba siyabonga ukuthi usekhona ivangeli lisahamba lisavuta lisaya phambili.
And then sometimes I get the opportunity and I share with Reverend Stegan. I say, Reverend Stegan, we went to this place, we went there, we preached, and we see God at work. The gospel is still going forward.
Sibonga ukuthi esekhona saphile sadlanhlamvana simbona ukuthi uNkulunkulu sasebenza evangelini lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
And we're so grateful that whilst we still have him with us and he's with us, he can also experience God at work.
Ungawucisha umlilo kaNkulunkulu mayese wokhele.
Can you quench the fire of God when God has lit that fire?
UEliya ngoisingisho ukuthi uElijah ngelilanga wathi kobhali ake bebasa umlilo bebeka inkuni.
Elijah, the prophet, one day said to the prophets of Baal, you bring a sacrifice and you build an altar and put the wood there. And take a bull and put it on top of the altar. And then you pray to Baal that he will cause fire to descend and to light the fire of this wood. And they tried and they tried. Nothing happened. And then he said, well, maybe he's a bit hard of hearing. He's a bit deaf. Maybe you must pray louder. And there was still no fire. And he said, give me now the opportunity to pray to my God, to the living God, that he will cause fire to descend from heaven. But before I do that, take water and go and pour it on the sacrifice, on the wood, and do it very well. They did it three times.
Wakhuleka wehla umlilo washisa konke umnikelo kwabonakala ukuthi nangu uNkulunkulu ofuna ukukhonza.
And then Elijah prayed. And when he prayed, fire came down from heaven. It didn't just consume the sacrifice, but it licked up all the water in the trench. Everything was consumed by fire. And he said, He is the living God. You need to discern. When you pray, are you praying to the living God or to the God of the, like Baal?
Hawu kwenzeka indaba ke wathi uNkulunkulu ngizothumela amagwa baba akuphukudla.
And then another time God said to Elijah, I'll send crows to come and feed you.
Wathi afika amagwa baba.
And the crows came.
Bamnikeza isinkwa nenyama lamagwa baba igwa baba.
And the crow came and brought him meat and bread.
Wadla umprofeti kaNkulunkulu.
And the prophet of God ate.
Ngaleso sikhathi kokuthiwa ba prophet namhlanje kuthiwa befundisi.
Those days they were called prophets. Today we call them ministers.
Mina nawe ngangadla ukudla okunginika igwa baba.
Would you and I be prepared to eat food brought to us by a crow?
Igwa baba ehamba lidla yonke inyama ebolile kodwa sengizodla lokhu kudla ngoba kuvela uNkulunkulu zokudla kuvela egwa babeni.
Because we know a crow goes and eats all sorts of rotten meat from carcasses and wherever. And now, because God has sent that crow to bring me food, will I be prepared to take that food and eat it? But God's servant ate. Well, maybe I'm like that crow that God has sent to you, as I'm black, like a black crow. Maybe you just see me as a crow coming to you, whether you're white or black, and maybe you don't want to accept that which God is sending to you, but receive it as something sent by God. God's servant ate.
Kwangathi nathi ngokomoya singadla lokho esokuphakelwa namhlanje sikuthathe njengento evela kuNkulunkulu.
And may we too eat today of that food which God has sent us, and may we receive it as divinely sent food.
Wahamba umefika lapha esihlahleni wafika lobthongo walala.
So he ate, and when he went to lie under the bush, he fell asleep. And the angel came to wake him up. And then woke him up and said, Here is meat, here is bread, eat. And God's servant, the prophet, ate. Those days came to an end.
Wahamba wathi yana kumfelokazi ufike khona uthole ukudla khona.
And then it said, Now you must go to a particular widow, and there you will find and receive food and sustenance.
Wafika khona.
And he got there.
Wathi hawu ngicela amanzi.
And he said, Please give me some water.
Niyazi ke thina maZulu uma ngabulambile nani bamhlophe ngiyanisiza uma ngifika ngithi ngicela amanzi obonda ngilambile.
Now, to you that do not understand the black culture, if we as Zulus come and we say, can I please have some water? You must understand, it means we are hungry. So, if I come and I say, please, just give me some water. My stomach is as small as a bird's kidney. Well, then you must know I'm very hungry. So if somebody says something like that to you, understand what's behind it. That person is hungry. So this word I didn't pay much attention.
So
then he had to be a bit more direct and say, please give me a little slice of bread.
What?
And she said, I've got none. And she said, you know, I've only got a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and I'm just going to bake something from this, and me and my child, we're going to eat of it, and then after that, we've got nothing left, we're going to die.
Manje kwela mi bhayibhe lithi impuphu, akusho ukuthi flour. Manje ke wathatha le mpushana ke wayenza ke wathi ke mase ungqoqozeleke wayenza le mpushana ke usiyongipha kube ngihle.
And so he said, now you take of that flour and then bake it and first give me to eat and then you can give your child to eat.
Wathi uma wangenzela nje ubona impuphu yanda yanda yanda.
And then as she did that, she saw how the flour started increasing. And the oil likewise. And she saw something amazing.
And
then that teaches us wherever we are, we should treat food with respect and not waste it.
Ngoba lo mfelo wazi kwasekusela ukudla okuncane nje ukuthi adle nengane yakhe abese yafa.
This widow only had a little bit of food left that was just enough for one meal for herself and her child, and thereafter they had nothing. They were going to die.
Awu uNkulunkulu wamenzela umusa akangasho ukuthi angimfuni lo mfundisi mina angimfuni lo mprofeti kodwa wamemukela wamngenisa emzini wakhe.
And God was gracious to her because she said, she didn't say, I won't accept this prophet, I'm not going to allow him to come into my home, but because she served him, God was merciful to her.
uNkulunkulu muhle.
God is good.
Muhle umele simkhonze ngayo yonke inhliziyo.
God is good and we ought to serve him with all our heart.
Nginiphatheleke namanje izwi engifisa ukunicobelela lona.
And there's something that I would like to share with you.
Ikutholakala la ku Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, isasuko samahluma amahlanu nesihlanu.
It's a word from Isaiah chapter 55.
Incwadi yomprophet Isaiah isahluko samahluma amahlanu nesihlanu.
Isaiah chapter 55.
Bese nami so funda futhi nencwadi ezosekela lona lelizwi amahubo yeshubu neshakalombili.
And then we'll also read from Psalm 81.
Ay nizo izwi indaba la kuchijule kangakanani uma nibekile indlebe nezwa.
And if you listen attentively, you'll discover what a deep matter this is.
So qala ke Efesini lesithupha ngoba leli sihloko sithi isimemo sokusindiswa.
And then we'll start reading from verse 6, and there's a heading in the Zulu Bible that says an invitation to salvation.
Siyasindiswa bazalwane usuku nosuku.
Brethren, we are being saved on a daily basis.
Ungasho ukuthi wena inkosi wazinikela ngalo amnyaka nangalo amnyaka, uyasindisa usuku nosuku.
Don't just say, I was saved when I gave my life to the Lord on such and such a date years ago. We are saved on a daily basis.
Uma wenza into umuntu esethi awu ngiyakhala ukuthi kwenzeleni lokho, mawusho ukuthi uyaxolisa nje ethi awu ngiyaxolela, usiyasindiswa kulokho.
You know, when you do something and somebody else is offended by what you did or said, and you go back and you say, I apologize for that, and the person says, I forgive you, that is, you are being saved.
Uthi ngiyaxolisa mntanami, ngiyaxolisa mkami, ngiyaxolisa myeni wami.
When you say, I'm sorry, my child. I'm sorry, my husband. I'm sorry, my wife. And you say, I'm sorry. And the person says, I forgive you. You are being saved.
And
some places it says we are saved on a daily basis.
I guess this way, la, and not in Jehovah, Noctola, Nimbize, Esse.
And so let's read from Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
Omubi makashindle la yakhe nomuntu owenza ukubi imicabango yakhe abiyele kuJehova uyakuba nomusa kuye yebo abiyele kuNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba uyakwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him to return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Ngokuba imicabango yami ayisimicabango yenu nezindlela zenu azizizindlela zami usho Jehova.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
Ngokuba njengamazulu ephakeme kunomhlaba kanjalo izindlela zami ziphakeme kunezindlela zenu nemicabango yami kunemicabango yenu.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Verse 11, alikubuya njalo izwi lami lihalikuphuma emlonyeni wami lingabe liyaze kimi.
Verse
11.
So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
Nizwileke kuqaleni mangithi samfuna, sayifuna intando kaNkulunkulu sayithola.
You heard me saying at the beginning, we sought God, we sought his will, and we found it.
Safuna insindiso sayithola.
We sought salvation, and we found it.
Manje sizwa la ukuthi ke mfuneni uJehova esenokutholwa, nimbize eseseduze.
And here the word says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near.
Kuwa amathuba amahle lawa njengamakholwa noma sikholwa singakholwa simfuna uJehova senokutholwa.
And these brethren are wonderful opportunities for us, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, that we may seek God and find him.
Bulabukani nje namhlanje abantu ukuthi babulalana kangakanani omama namhlanje usuku lomama abahloniphi nokuhlonipha.
Just see how much bloodshed there is in this world. People murdering each other. Mothers, we had Mothers Women's Day, but you find that mothers have no regard for the lives of their unborn children, where they'll even abort those babies.
Kanti balahlekelwa into eyodwa nje ukufuna uJehova, isona sicazulo lesikhulu leso ukufuna uJehova.
And they've lost the key of seeking God, which is the key to any problem that you may have.
Ngoba kukhona lapho mina nawe ngomfuna lapho uNkulunkulu ngingesena kumthola, noma ngombiza khona ngisena ngingesena kumthola.
Because according to this word, the time may come where you may call on God and he's not near, and you may try and seek him and he's not to be found.
Amathuba amahle la umuntu esazikhulumela, esalela inkonzo, esafunda iBhayibheli, esacula amfuna uJehova.
So this is the opportune time when you still in your full mind, you can talk, you can sing. This is the time to see God.
Ungabikho lapho umuntu engasakwazi ukuyikhulumela khona, esengasakwazi kusho lutho, noma sekuhlala impukane engasakwazi ukuyisusa, yamathuba amahle la ukumfuna uJehova.
Before the time comes when you can no longer speak, when you are helpless, you can't even chase a fly away from your nose, but this now is the opportune time.
Umuntu mayele Christopher noma ele Thekwini noma ngamemeza kangakanani ngeke akuzwe.
If somebody would be at Crown Scoop or in Durban, you can shout as loud as you like. That person won't hear you. But if somebody is near to you and you call to that person and say, please come here, the person will come quickly.
So
in other words, while you're still in your full mind, while you can read your Bible, while you can pray, while you can talk, seek God.
Umungalazi ukuthi intando kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi yini, ukwenza intando kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi kuyini, funa.
And if you don't know what God's will means, and you don't know what it means to do God's will, then seek it.
Angwazi ukuhlonipha abazali, angilaleli, nenkadi, nenzondo namaqhubu, funa ukuthi kudalwa yini.
And you say, I can't obey my parents. I don't show them respect. I'm stubborn. I'm like this or like that. Seek the root cause for that.
And
you say, oh God, I don't know why. I've got grudges. I'm short-tempered. I'm like this and like that. Lord, please show me why.
UNkulunkulu unendlela zakhe ke ayifani nezethu indlela zakhe ziphakeme.
And God has his ways. His ways are not like our ways. His ways are exalted.
Now wongazi ukuthi kohamba khamba ube umntwana kaNkulunkulu, wongazi kohamba khamba ube semndenini walesi sibongo.
And you too didn't know that as time would progress, you would become a believer. As time would progress, you'd find yourself a member of this family with this surname.
Verse 7.
Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him.
Athi umuntu ngihlushwa imicabango, ngihlushwa izinto ezimbi efika la emqondweni wami.
And a person says, I've got a problem with evil thoughts. I've got a problem with my thought life. I think bad thoughts. Seek God to find out why it is like that. And then let him return to the Lord, the word says. So return to God and say, oh God, please help me.
And
there's a song, a Zulu song or hymn that Reverend Stegan loved very much, where it says, I will persevere to seek the Lord and to follow him and to remain close to the Lord. And it repeats, I will persevere to do that.
Athi noma isiphambano singangesinda, ngizophikelela ngibe seduze kwakhe.
Even though the cross is heavy upon me, I will persevere and remain close to the Lord.
Noma mzalwane ungeza ukuthi hayi kunzima, ayihambeki le ndlela, ngoba uJesu seduze kwakho, sithwala isiphambano noma sikwesinda.
And oh, brethren, even though you find it so difficult to go the way and you find the cross weighing down upon you so heavily, but if only you would be remaining close to the Lord.
Umeculo lelo culo sasiza inhliziyo ngaphakathi vutha kube mnandi ukuhlanganyela naye kulelo culo.
And now when he would sing that song, we would join in and sing together with him. And our hearts would be aflame. It would be so wonderful to join in that song with him.
Athingizo pigelela. Ngibe seduze naye inkosi ngizophikelela noma isiphambano singangisinda ngizophikelela.
And so, oh, I will persevere. I will persevere to remain close to the Lord. No matter how heavy the cross, I will persevere.
Yalinge ukuthi angilisho leli eduze ne nkosi eduzane eduze ne. Kosi e tulzane. No, Missy Pamba, no, sing, Gesinda. No, Missy Pamba, no, sing, Gesinda.
Izo pigele, gire se tuzan, gire se tuzanina.
Yabona ke noma uzinto ukuthi uzizwe uzinto ukuthi hayi ziyashisa manje kodwa mawusayise inkosi la ngaphakathi phikelela.
And so even though the fire gets hot, but as long as the Lord is nearby and you are close to the Lord, you'll persevere.
Ntombi, mama, baba, ngane, noma uzizwe ukuthi izinto zinzima emhlabeni kuyabulalana ngapha nangapha bahlubuka abantu ngapha nangapha phikelela. Ube setuze wenkosi uthi ngoba inkosi yami iseleduze kwami phikelelwe phambili.
And so father, mother, child, whoever you may be, but even if you find this world is difficult, even if you find that things are evil in this world, but persevere to remain close to the Lord.
Likhubeke lithi yebo buyela kuNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba uyakwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
And then it says, and let him return to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And in Zulu, it actually says, he will make forgiveness to be great. Or perhaps we can say, he will make forgiveness to be bountiful.
So in the
English it says, he will abundantly pardon. So friend, if you are still in your sin, unrepentant, come to the Lord Jesus. Come to the cross. Go to that place where you will receive abundant pardon.
Kaningi ngisho lokhu ukuthi nami ngenkathi ngikhethe inkosi ngimncane.
Often I refer to it when I chose the Lord when I was still very young.
Uma ngena lapha esitolo sikamfundisi Stekeni, kamfobo kamfundisi Stekeni.
And when I would enter the store of Reverend Stegan's brother.
Ngeminyaka yama 60s.
That was in the 1960s.
I bet it in your bosom, la pistolo, tatigo sweet.
And he would say, if you go into that shop, don't go and take a sweet.
Eating a bong.
And I would say, thank you.
Nam Sanji, Wang Lule, and we are sitting and in Achitikala, Kala, Kala, Bonte, Bonomuntu, shall tattoo city so far a pagati.
So he counseled me, he advised me because he knew how such a temptation is close to a child. You go into the shop, you see all these sweets all over. There's so many of them that you feel tempted to take one of them.
And so
I cannot understand it. Once a person knows that something is a sin and they realize it's wrong, why do they still continue doing it?
Because
you are known for your temper, you are known for your stubbornness, you are known for all of that, but now you've repented, you should be different. Before Reverend Stegan got married, he pointed to the orange trees of his brother and said, look at those beautiful oranges on that tree. Can you see that they're ripe? But if one drops to the ground, don't take it. Because you go and pick up that orange that's lying on the ground and somebody else looks at you and he says, you've stolen it. What is it like today?
khona umangwe lapha ekhaya khona ama orange ubona abantu sebephezulu emthini.
At home I've got mango trees, orange trees, and I get there and sometimes I see the people right up in the tree.
Izibuzo ukuthi hawu angithethi. Izibuzo ukuthi hawu ngangacasuka.
And now I just ask, but you know, why did I not get angry about that?
Izibuzo ukuthi hawu ubani unikele ukukhwela nemthini?
And then I asked him so friendly, I said, now who gave you permission to climb into the tree? They're busy eating away there, sitting up in the tree, and they didn't even ask anybody. And you see, well, that's a temptation. But if you will get angry and upset and you even start swearing, where is your faith? Where is your Christianity in that? Now, there was a white manager there at Mapumulo once. And he had a bottle full of water. And then at the bottom of the bottle, there was some sand or soil. Or it was inside in the bottle. He said, you see, this water, it looks so clear. And you may think you can even drink this water. But just shake that bottle. And then you won't drink it. He said, let me shake this bottle up. So Reverend Segan wasn't there that day. This was somebody else taking the service. And we were just like these boys sitting over here at a young age. And so he used this illustration to show us. So he shook the bottle.
What is it?
He said, will you now drink it? I said, no, never. So look at your own life, compare your life to that. If somebody just shakes you up a bit and says, hey, you're ugly. You look like a baboon. And then
you'd
say, hey, now I hear what you say. But even I look in the mirror, I don't look like a baboon. I know something like that. Brethren, I once even met up with something like that. And a person said something insulting, and I hear what you say, but you know, when I look in the mirror, it doesn't look to me like that. He wants to shake up that bottle, isn't it? He wants to shake up this heart of yours. He wants to see, isn't there anger that's going to come out of your mouth? And then that person realizes, oh, that person hasn't been helped yet. So if we say we've met with Jesus, we've received the Lord Jesus into our lives, things must change. And then it must be seen in us that we are new creations. As it's written in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that anybody who's in Christ is a new creation.
That
your husband, your wife, your children, the brethren can see this person is new. There's something new in them. You know, brethren, that daily we are busy running. And it says that in Hebrews chapter 12, that we are busy running a race. And as you are busy running, there's a cloud of witnesses. There are spectators looking and seeing how we are running. And there are witnesses that witness, are we truly believers or not? And your children, your neighbors, your family, everybody close to you, they are busy looking on to see how you're running. But you won't take a great coat or some big jacket and put that on and say, now I'm going to run this race. People say there's something not quite right upstairs. And speaking about clothing, there's a way that Christians ought to dress and attire themselves that people realize you are a Christian. They can see that person is truly running the race. And they'll even look at your clothing, and by your clothing, they'll see how well you're busy running. You know, comparing it to a race, nobody has to tell the athlete when he goes and runs how he should dress. He knows this is how I must dress. Likewise, as children of God, we don't just eat any kind of spiritual food. We choose what we eat. Don't just take in anything. You won't see a child of God busy drinking alcohol, for example. Drinking alcohol or beer? It's terrible if you drink alcohol. My dad used to drink. So one day, I took what was remaining and I poured it into a dish and I called the dog, whistling to the dog, and said, come in, drink this. And the dog came and it refused. And I whistled to the dog and said, come and drink. It didn't want to. Please forgive me, those of you who like alcohol. And then maybe there's a stumpy of a cigarette remaining. And I lit it. And I threw it to the dog. And the dog wanted to have nothing to do with it. And whether it be alcohol, whether it be cigarette, tobacco, that dog wouldn't lick up the alcohol, wouldn't take the cigarette and smoke it. So a dog can even have that discernment. And so I made a decision. I said, well, if even a dog doesn't drink alcohol and doesn't smoke, I'm never going to do it. And so likewise with you, never be found as a Christian that you are drinking alcohol or that you are smoking by that people who say, no, that person isn't really running in the race.
I see you verse 11. Lea Guanjalo is Lami, a little pumim lin blurinuami, a little as a game. Linga Fezanga loco engu funayo, the pumeleguloco engu tumeleguk.
Let's go to verse 11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
Umthandazo wami kuthe ngathi izwi lenkosi elishunyayela imihla ngemihle lingebuyele lingawenzanga umsebenzi lingawufezanga umsebenzi empilweni yami nasempilweni yakho.
And it's my prayer that God's word that has been preached on a daily basis, that it may not return to God void concerning your life and my life.
uNkulunkulu ulindele ukuthi wokuthuma abantu bakhe iy'nceku zakhe shumayela izwi lakhe kwangathi lingebuyeleze lingawenzanga umsebenzi empilweni yami nasempilweni yami.
And God has that expectation that when he sends out his word through his ministers, through the preachers, that that word may not return to him void, not having done its work in your and my life.
Ngoba uthi uyokwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu uma sibuyela kuyena uthi uma uthi hawu uNkulunkulu ngonile mfowethu dadewethu mama ngonile ngenza ukuthi nokuthi.
Because if we return to God, it says he will make the pardon to be bountiful. He will abundantly pardon, even if you go to your brother or your sister or somebody else and say, please forgive me.
Again, this is the Abesimanga la uDavid ukuthi uthini ke hubeni leshumi neshakalombili. Again, this is into Abesimanga ukuthi uDavid uthini.
And so let's then read in Psalm 18 what David says. There's something amazing.
Ngoba uDavid azathi, ah, uyafisa ukuthi abe nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo. Yathi, dala kimi, created me a new heart.
That's what David says in Psalm 51. Lord, create in me a clean spirit and a new heart.
Manje azathi uNkulunkulu ungangemuki umoya wakho ongcwele.
And then he says, Lord, do not take your spirit away from me.
Cabanga uma wesiwenza isono uthi uNkulunkulu akakwemuki akawuthathi umoya ongcwele.
Now, ask yourself the question, when you commit a sin, does God not depart from you? Does his spirit not depart from you?
I guess it's a verseless tool. I say,
and we read it in verse 6.
Mahubo 18, verse 6.
And I said previously 80 or 81, but it's Psalm 18, verse 6.
Amahubo leshumi neshagalombili, Amahubo 18, verse 6.
Psalm 18, verse 6.
Lithe ekuhluphekeni kwami, ngambizi uJehova. Ngakhala uNkulunkulu wami walizwa izwi lami esethempelini lakhe ukhala kwami phambi kwakhe kwangena ezindlebeni zakhe.
In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice and my cry to him reached his ears.
Lana kuthiwa ngesiNgisi libeka ngendlela ukuthi ekukhathazekeni kwami. Lana ke isiZulu uthi ekuhluphekeni kwami. Uyazi umuntu uma ehlupheka uba ne-stress uba nokukhathazeka.
Yeah, in the English it says in my distress, in my trouble, in my anguish, it says in the Zulu, I called upon the Lord.
Ekuhluphekeni kwakho, mama. Mntwana kaNkulunkulu khala ekuhluphekweni ukhale kuNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngihluphekile ngalezono ezibuse empilweni yami.
Mother, or you child of God, in your anguish, in your distress, cry out to the Lord and say, oh Lord, I am distressed about the sin in my life.
Isono siyabusa empilweni yami, khala kuNkulunkulu uzokuzwa yena.
In your distress concerning your sin, cry out to him, and he in heaven will hear.
Kuthwa mawukhala, ukhala phambi kwakhe, kungena endlebeni zakhe. Lenkathi ukhala, kuyafika endlebeni zakhe.
And here it says, if you cry to him for help, your cry will reach his ears.
Mhlawumbe uhlupheka kangaka akwakuzwa ukukhala maqondana nesono akwakakuzwa ukuthi kuyini ukukhala phambi kaNkulunkulu ngezono ezikuhluphayo.
And maybe that you are troubled to the extent that you are troubled. Perhaps you've never cried out to God concerning your sin.
Kuthiwa ingane engakhali ifela embelekweni.
In Zulu, there's a saying that a child that doesn't cry will die on its mother's back.
Umama nansi ingane uyibelethela emhlane abanye sebeyiphathe bebeya kanje ingane manje kuthiwa ingane engakhali ifela embelekweni.
You know, mothers have that way where they carry the child on its back, on her back. Nowadays, you also find them carrying the child in front. But a child that doesn't cry can even die there. Now, the child feels uncomfortable. It's wet. It's dirty. It needs its nappy to be changed. And the child cannot speak. Now it's got to cry. And then the mother will realize there's something wrong. The child has a need. And then the mother will take the child off her back and realize, oh, the child's nappy is dirty, it's wet, it needs to be changed. And even if the mother would be working in the field a little distance away, if the child wakes up and starts crying, the mother realizes, oh, my child is now awake. Now, it's the same with us. If we do not cry, God will not hear. But when we cry, our cry reaches his ears. Maybe you have once cried, but your cry wasn't a crying to God because you're still in your sin. Maybe you say, well, you know, I was angry, that's why I stole. So you excuse yourself. I stole cars, I broke into banks, I robbed people, I even killed them. It's all because I need to get money, I need to live, I'm hungry. There's no forgiveness if you confess your sin like that. But God in heaven, in his temple, will hear if you truly have remorse over your sin and you say, oh God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, I've murdered, I've stolen, I've committed such and such sins. Oh, how terrible is human trafficking today. And you mothers, you need to have a watchful eye, like the fox over your kind. Make sure that your child is kept safe. And they say, you know, if they do these things, they take out a child's eye and so on, while the child can experience it, they say that's the best kind of muti. They say if they cut off a child's tongue and the child cries because of the pain, that's the best muti. And that's the powers of darkness. That's from the occult. That's demonic and evil before God. So we pray for them, that those people who do such evil, wicked, abominable things, that they may repent before the day of judgment. And the word that we read today says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he may hear
you.
And let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have a compassion on him. There's a purpose God has for us, and that's why he sent his only begotten son, that if you come to the cross, that he may do something in your life. Nobody's got an excuse. Nobody can say, I haven't heard. Nobody's preached to me. We hear God's word being preached in so many different ways, whether it be at functions like weddings, funerals, etc., in services. We hear God's word constantly. And those people that speak on Satan's behalf, and they tell people, Satan is not such a bad guy. He's actually a good guy. We pray for them as well, that they may repent. And I want to emphasize, no matter who you may be, no matter how hard you may try, if you try to stop God from working, you will fail. Nobody can stop God from working. It's like you're trying to take a gun and say, I'm going to shoot the sun, I'm going to shoot the moon. You're just wasting your energy and time. And that's why the Bible says God is great and awesome, and we cannot describe him. There's no one like unto him. So it begs the question, why do you then not part from your sin? Do you say that you're truly seeking God if it's like that? Doesn't it happen that while you're busy carrying your cross and then you want to get into fight with somebody, say, okay, I just put my cross down for a little while. Let me have this fight. Let me sort him out. Then I'll pick it up again. Spiritually speaking, brethren, we are carrying the cross. Now, as a young person, it troubled, once used to trouble me, how can we say and how can we see that we are serving the Lord Jesus? Because at the beginning, those who followed him and served him, they saw him visibly. But he is present spiritually. And through his spirit, and spiritually speaking, we are carrying the cross. So it's not right that when you get upset, you say, well, let me put the cross aside, let me sort this out, and then I'll do it, pick it up again. That's wrong. One thing will help us, that we return to our God and he will abundantly pardon. Let us pray. O God, he who has an ear to hear has heard. And Lord, as you say, we ought to seek your face, we ought to seek you. Lord, are you still there in our lives? Lord, do we still experience you being close to us? Where we persevere. No matter how heavy the cross may be, that we carry it. That we do it daily. And Lord, we know if we are convicted of sin, where we should go, that we should go to the cross, we should go to the place where we can be prayed for, that we can receive forgiveness. Lord, we hear that your hand isn't shortened, that you cannot save. Your ear is not deaf, that you cannot hear. But our iniquities have built a wall of separation between us. And O Lord, grant us the grace that if we realize there is that wall of separation, that we may come to you and cry out to you, that you may forgive us and demolish that wall.
Amen.